Stock, this is trading on Dubra Mundis. Mundis is M-U-N-D-I-S. Mundis. M as in Mary. Mundis. M-U-N-D-I-S. Dubra. D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Their birth is 8-20-1954. There was a 6-8-23. Please make a copy for Humberto Pays. Humberto is H-U-M-B-E-R-T-O. Humberto Pays, P-A-E-Z. Humberto Pays, M-D. Please make a copy for him, please. Next paragraph. Dear Humberto, thank you for sending Dubra Mundis for evaluation. Next paragraph is, please tell us. This is a 68-year-old female who has a past history of diabetes, hypertension, and history of coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing and cough with sputum production, period. The patient has had these symptoms for over 3 years and has been on bronchodilators, including Breo, Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. The patient had no recent exacerbations of asthma. Had no recent exacerbation of COPD. And she did have a chest x-ray done on 3/24/23, which showed no acute cardiopulmonary process. She also has nasal allergies, sinus drainage, and post-nasal drip. She has hearing loss, period. Next paragraph, past history has included history of CABG times 3, history of diabetes mellitus, history of hypertension, and history of insomnia and possible sleep apnea. She has been treated for depression and history for hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Allergies to statins and and lisinopril. Next paragraph. Med list included metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, sertraline 100 milligrams daily. And also on metformin 500 milligrams daily. Temazepam 30 milligrams HS and Crestor 10 milligrams a day. Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Can you also mention in the past history also includes previous myocardial infarct as well as skin cancer? Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 2.5 packs per day for 32 years and quit over 20 years ago. No alcohol use. Next line. Family history is significant for heart disease. and mother had a history of diabetes. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, or vomiting. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. No leg swelling. She does have depression and anxiety. She has easy bruising and joint pains and muscle aches. She has no headache, seizures, and memory loss, but has some skin rash with itching and history of psoriasis. Can you mention in the past history also? Surgery also includes fractured jaw requiring a surgical repair. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor sign of this. Lymphadenopathy of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140/80. Heart rate is 66, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 179, saturation 92. HEND and non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered expiratories in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart, the absence of irregulars and an estro, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness. Extremities, no lesions. No edema. There are psoriatic lesions of the lower extremities. Reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with asthma. Number two. Number two is diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. Number four, rule out obstructive sleep apnea. And number five is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to use Breo Ellipta 100 micrograms 1 puff a day. Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs, TIDPRN. She will get a CT chest without contrast. Get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advised to get a polysomnographic study and get a CBC IgE level. Come back for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. I'll make an addendum report following her next visit. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Humberto Pace, H-U-M-B-E-R-T-O. Pace, P-A-E-Z. P-A-E-Z, M-D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.